The New Jersey Supreme Court hears arguments today on whether the state may discourage women on welfare from having another child. The federal welfare law allows states to deny additional payments for children born into families already on welfare. A lawsuit in New Jersey argues that this family cap is unfair. On the 30th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, this case examines the mirror image of abortion rights, arguing that women also have a right to have children. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
When Bill Clinton and a Republican-led Congress changed welfare as we know it, they changed the very essence of the program, the right to receive it. Now poor Americans must behave in certain ways, or they're not eligible. There are work requirements, job training requirements, and one of the no-nos is having a child while already on welfare. In New Jersey, that means a mother of two who has a third child will continue to receive $424 a month. She won't get the extra $64 a mother already with three would get. Lenora Lapidus is an attorney for the American Civil Liberties Union.
This is a particularly cruel way of trying to encourage women to work. It is basically using their children as pawns in order to coerce their childbearing.
Lapidus is relying on New Jersey's strong support of abortion rights to argue her case. The Supreme Court here has overturned a law that required teenagers to have parental permission before obtaining an abortion, and it stopped the state from denying Medicaid payments for abortions.
This case is the flip side of what most people think of as the right to abortion. In this case, women are being denied the right to bear children.
It doesn't say, no, you can't have children. If it said that, it would be unfair.
Ron Haskins is a researcher at the Brookings Institution and a former Republican congressional aide who helped write the 1996 welfare law.
What it says is, if you have a child, we will not give you additional money, and that's entirely fair, and I would say probably 70 or 80% of the American public would agree with it. And states all over the country now do that. Some people call it coercion, others call it a wise way to approach welfare.
Haskins says the research on whether the family cap really deters women from having children is inconclusive. Catherine Eden, a sociologist at Northwestern University, spent 2 years in Camden, New Jersey, interviewing poor families about their choice to have children. She says women were emphatic that the possibility of an extra $64, not even enough for a month's supply of diapers, had nothing to do with getting pregnant. Eden says the reasons women have children they can't afford are much more complex.
You know, that's the $64,000 question rather than the $64 question. Children are a way to bring order and sense to one's life. And, you know, this is just a fundamental part of being human that people, and especially maybe poor people, are simply not willing to live without.
In a legal brief, the New Jersey Attorney General argues the goal of reducing the number of children on welfare outweighs the indirect effect it may have on women's childbearing choices. 23 states have opted to use the family cap. New Jersey Supreme Court is the highest court in the nation to review whether it's constitutional. Nancy Solomon, NPR News.